This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Royal Dutch Shell has cleared a major hurdle in its plans to drill off Alaska's northwest coast. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management yesterday approved Shell's exploration plan for the Chukchi Sea. Shell still must obtain other permits from state and federal agencies. Members of the House and Senate minorities are planning hearings of their own, citing frustration with the lack of progress during the special session. With no budget deal and no other bills to vote on, technical sessions are planned tomorrow in Juneau. In the House, support is needed from the Democratic-led minority to tap a reserve fund to cover costs of government. Governor Bill Walker has a plan to keep most ferries running during the busy tourist season and to honor reservations by existing travelers. Alaska Marine Highway spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the governor is shifting $5.5 million in unused money from this year's fuel fund to next year's operating budget.
That will allow the Marine Highway System to operate its summer schedule without any major changes, except for one change, which would be to the Taku.
That ferry will be out of service from July to September. The Taku cancellation will cut sailings to and from Prince Rupert in British Columbia from 4 to 2 a week. Those sailings also stop in Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Sitka, Cake, and Juneau. Woodrow says reservation staffers are contacting those who booked travel on the Taku beginning in July. Officials have said the legislature's full budget cuts would cancel travel already booked by about 10,000 people. That number now is much lower. Galena Elder Sydney Huntington turned 100 on Sunday. Hundreds of friends, family, and community members gathered in Galena to celebrate the occasion on Saturday. KIYU's Tim Bedoni reports.
As any reader of his biography, Shadows on the Kaikuk, can attest, Sydney Huntington's life has been full of near-death experiences in the wilderness of the Middle Yukon and Kaikuk River valleys. At his centennial birthday celebration, Sydney recounted one of those experiences in which he got lost in extreme cold temperatures while chasing down a marten. With only an axe, a gun, and the clothes on his back, he was forced to make camp. Exhausted and near death, he remembered a story told by the late elder Edwin Simon, advising him to make two fires instead of one.
I always give credit to Edwin Simon for teaching me to save my life.
Sydney saved himself in other ways, as his daughter Agnes Sweetser remembered.
When you realized that your drinking was affecting us negatively, you had your last. When you were told that to continue to smoke would cost you your life, you had your last. Maybe it was your stubbornness that helped some, but I think it was more your love of life, and believing your life was more than just about you and your good times and self-satisfaction. It was also about all of us, and we thank you.
Besides quitting drinking and smoking, Sydney also attributed his longevity to eating small, light meals, something he said he learned from the Japanese. Also at the centennial, family members read a selection of birthday greetings that Sydney has been receiving from the likes of President Obama, Senator Murkowski, Governor Walker, and Lieutenant Governor Malott, and the co-author of Shadows on the Kaikuk, Jim Reardon. Sydney lives at the Yukon Kaikuk Elder Assisted Living Facility in Galena, along with his wife of 70 years, Angela. The K-12 school in Galena, where the party took place, is named after him, and he remains a strong advocate for public education and high school basketball. Until recent health challenges, he attended every Galena Hawks practice and game. In Galena, this is Tim Bedoni.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.